All right, this is Mike Adams here with a high priority alert for January 13th, 2022. And as I was researching for my Situation Update podcast, I just realized that Washington State, the first state now to activate the COVID internment camps or concentration camps, is also one of the first states to legalize the flesh goo recycling of dead humans. And that's called alkaline hydrolysis. And Washington's law legalizing that practice, which allows them to flush dead humans down into the municipal sewer system, that law went into effect May 1st of 2020, so after the pandemic began. And by the way, folks, this is not fiction. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is another conspiracy truth. And here's the law number for you. It's RCW 68.50.110. That's the Washington law. And again, the practice is known as alkaline hydrolysis. And here's what it involves. And by the way, obviously, you probably connect the dots. This is the most convenient and stealthy way to dispose of a large number of people that you're killing, without using incinerators or mass graves. So here's how it works. I mean, they literally just flush the dead bodies down the drain. So they take the dead bodies and they dump them into a giant vat, a vat like stainless steel vat. And then they add essentially caustic soda, or lye as it's known, but caustic soda, you know, you can purchase it in industrial quantities. They're probably buying it by the pallet. And you add a certain amount of caustic soda, which is highly, highly alkaline, and then a certain amount of water. And essentially, you just stir until it's a flesh goo vat. And then you just flush it down the drain. And that's how they can dispose of bodies in the COVID, what are going to become the death camps. All they need is a connection to the sewage system. Now, here's the really shocking part, is that the sewage in Seattle and other cities around Washington State, this is also true in essentially every major city in America, the sewage is collected at the sewage treatment facility. They usually grind it up to grind up all the plastics and the feminine hygiene products and condoms and things that people flush down. So they grind all that up to make like a plastic human feces, raw sewage goo. Then they take the water out of it for the most part. So they kind of, I don't know if they use a giant centrifuge or what they do, but they dry it out a little bit. And then this gets loaded onto trucks and taken to farm fields and dumped on farms. And it's called biosolids. And it's considered to be fertilizer for farms. This is not a joke. This is called biosludge. And I did an entire documentary on this. I interviewed former top EPA scientist, Dr. David Lewis, who was fired by the EPA in kind of the same way that Dr. Mikovits was fired by, you know, ultimately Fauci and people like that at the NIH. So all the good scientists who know what's happening, as they speak out, they get fired. So Dr. David Lewis is the author of a book called Science for Sale. And you can watch my film for free. It's called Biosludged, and it's on Brighteon.com. Just search for Biosludged with an ED on the end, or you can go to Biosludged.com. You can even download the movie, by the way, because we want it widely distributed. So go for it. Post it on your own channel. And, you know, your jaw is going to drop when you watch that film. But the thing is, we made that film several years ago before the legalization of this alkaline hydrolysis. So here's where it gets horrifying. It's the dead bodies that are now making up the biosludge in 20 U.S. states. And then the biosludge is dumped on farm fields and orchards, city parks, places like that. And the way this works, by the way, is the sewage sludge marketing people, and actually they call it wastewater. because that sounds more friendly. Oh, it's just wastewater. It's just water that's wasted, and we're just going to use it. No, it's raw human bleep. It's sewage. Okay. So they go to farmers and they knock on their doors and say, hey, farmer, would you like free fertilizer? We're giving out free fertilizer. We'll just dump it on your farm for free. And the farmer's like, really? Free fertilizer? Yeah, go for it. And so then the city, their trucks dump all this feces and flesh goo, dead, you know, humans, recycled humans. And they all the feminine hygiene products and everything is like ground up tampons and things. So this gets dumped on the farm. And then the truck drives off and they keep bringing more loads until the farmer ends up, you know, dying of cancer or whatever, and their crops all die and they have to try to sell their place, but they can't because it smells like sewage, because that's what it is every time it rains, right? This is going on all across America, by the way. And so you now live in a country where the living are fed food that's grown in the flesh goo of the dead. I know it's ripped right out of the Matrix, isn't it? The first one. They feed the dead to the living. And that's the reality of where we are. Now, the USDA organic program does not allow biosludge to be used on organic crops. You know, thank God. Because organic does mean something. And that's why, you know, almost everything that we make and sell at our store, healthrangerstore.com, is certified organic, and then we lab test it separately because we're searching for heavy metals and things like that, and glyphosate and microbes and, you know, yeast and mold and all kinds of things. We run all those tests on everything. But non-organic products, which is most of the restaurant industry, it's most of the fast food, it's most of what's in groceries, it's most of the storable food industry, come to think of it, but most conventional products can legally be grown in biosludge, and many of them are. So if you're eating non-organic products, you're literally eating food grown in human shit that may have dead human goo, flesh goo, or what's called alkaline hydrolysis added to it. And I'm sorry about the profanity, but sometimes that's the most descriptive word. That's what you're eating. You know, you've heard the insult, and again, sorry about the language, but eat shit and die. Well, this is it. This is the system in America. It's eat shit and die. You're literally eating food grown in that, and what do you think is going to happen to you with all these toxins? I mean, think about it, folks. So I thought I would go down the list for you here of there are 20 U.S. states where this process, this flesh goo, is legal. Yeah, it's not just Washington State. We're going to go through the list here. So let's see. California says it's legal, went into effect July 1st, 2020, huh? After the COVID outbreak, right? Colorado, it's allowed. Let's see. Florida, it's legal and available in the state. And several funeral homes offer alkaline hydrolysis there in Florida. Let's see, it's allowed in Georgia, it's legal in Idaho, it's legal in Illinois. Yeah. Let's see, it's legal in Kansas, but currently not offered by anybody there, apparently. It is allowed in Maine, and yes, this is an alphabetical list. It's legal in Maryland. This list says it might be legal in Michigan. No one's sure yet. I guess they'll have to have another stage kidnapping of Governor Whitmer before they get the answer on that one. I'm sure the FBI is working on that right now. It's legal in Minnesota. Let's see, what else? It's allowed in Missouri. It's legal and available in Nevada. Yeah, that's what happens if you cheat at the casino. They turn you into flesh goo and you just disappear. In New Hampshire, it's not currently legal, but was previously legal. So apparently they banned it. In New Hampshire. They're like, this is crazy. It's legal in North Carolina. It's legal in Oregon. Let's see. Legal in Utah and Vermont. It's legal in Washington State, as I mentioned. Let's see. No law in Washington, D.C. They probably need one there. to drain the swamp. You know what I'm saying? And then in Wyoming, it's legal, but not available. So that's the list. It might be slightly outdated, so check your local laws, but it's called alkaline hydrolysis. And I call it the flesh goo flushing of, human corpses. That's what it is, flesh goo. They try to give it a name like it's green and it's recycling and it's so progressive, you know. No, it's creepy and gross and unclean, actually. Like Old Testament unclean, Leviticus unclean. Like God is going to destroy your city if you do that kind of unclean. It's nuts. But getting back to the internment camps, it's the perfect system for disposing of a large number of bodies if you're carrying out, genocide, like Washington State is obviously planning on doing with the COVID death camps. They call them, COVID internment camps. You know, they're about to pass the law there in Washington State where they can, a health department official can come to your door with armed law enforcement. And they can say, we believe you might have been exposed to someone who could possibly have been infected at some point, and you're a danger to public health, and come with us or we will shoot you. And they'll rip you out of your home, rip you away from your family. They could even rip you out of your car, take you away from your job, and throw you into a concentration camp. Now, as I've reported previously, it's obvious that this law is going to be used to target the political opponents of Democrats. They're going to go after conservatives, and they're going to give it the label of, you're unvaxxed, and therefore you're a threat to public health. So they're going to target unvaccinated people, knowing that most of those who are unvaccinated are conservatives, because that's who's informed about, the clot shots and how deadly they are. And so it just so happens that people who are not vaccinated are the enemies or the opponents of the Democrats. They're talking about conservatives and Christians, gun owners, Trump supporters, First Amendment supporters and Second Amendment, like I said. So guess who the health department is going to say is unclean and filthy and needs to be taken to a concentration camp? Oh, it's all you conservatives. And how do they know who those people are? Well, they have the voting records, obviously, from the Secretary of State. So criminal Governor Inslee who did nothing, by the way, when Chaz took over the city of Seattle with a bunch of left-wing radical terrorists that had kidnapped, hundreds of citizens there. And Inslee did nothing, just sat back and said, oh, that's normal. It's just terrorists taking over our city. So he's obviously going to order the Secretary of State to just go out and hunt down conservatives, take them into the death camps that they have now activated. And remember, it was last year, September, when they ran the ads, the public ads on the job boards for strike force coordinators to run the COVID concentration camps. That's right. We have all the screenshots. We reported on it. Strike force teams. And then when that went public, they backtracked and said, oh, no, we don't mean strike forces. And they said, no, they're just going to do laundry and hand out food and things. No, okay. That's because they got caught trying to hire strike force coordinators. So what are strike force teams? Well, those are armed teams that use government violence in order to kidnap people or exterminate people, assassinate people, threaten people, those kinds of things. That's what a strike force team does. It's a military term. Strike force team is designed to achieve damage or death or to extract somebody against their will. Okay, that's what strike force teams do. Just ask anybody who knows anything about military. So they hired all these strike team coordinators, and that's who's now getting ready to run the death squads in Washington State. They're going to be death squads going door to door, seeking out conservatives and trying to take them into the COVID death camps. This is a Holocaust. I mean, you might as well just get used to the fact that you're living in a war zone at this point. Let's stop pretending that Democrats have ethics or that they are humanitarian or that they will abide by the rule of law. No, we are so far past that. If you believe that, you're oblivious, clueless. So they're going to go out and grab people and throw them into the death camps. And at some point, it won't take long, they're going to run out of open beds. Because, you know, the death camps are only a certain size. They're really only a temporary holding facility. So how do you suppose the state of Washington, run by radical left-wing Marxist fascist Democrats who hate humanity, I mean, they murder their own babies, folks. They murder their own babies. You think they won't murder you? Give me a break. But when they run out of bed space, they have to clear out the beds. How are they going to do that? Alkaline hydrolysis. Isn't it an amazing coincidence that they just passed the law in 2020 after COVID, after the outbreak happened? They just, got to have the law. We have to have a way to dissolve corpses and flush them down the drain. And here we are. So you see, this is how they can get away with the Holocaust for a long time without anybody noticing, you know, giant incinerators, giant plumes of clouds or ash raining down out of the skies. Like, that was grandma. No, I mean, now they can just flush everybody, turn you into flesh goo with caustic soda, and flush you down the drain. And we'll call it the big lie, L-Y-E. The big lie, because that's what caustic soda is lie. It's very alkaline. You just dissolve your body, flush it down the toilet, or, you know, giant. I guess at the internment camps, they would be very large drains, maybe like a 10-inch pipe, you know, because they got to dispose of a lot of bodies. So how much you want to bet in there, they have giant vats, big stainless steel vats, and they probably have forklifts moving in pallets of caustic soda, and they're ready to clear out the beds and make new space by just dumping bodies into the vats and flushing them down the drains. And then they're going to say, well, we're producing fertilizer. This is recycling. This is green. So your Green New Deal is you die so that the Democrats can stay in power. That's the Green New Deal. You see, they need your body for fertilizer. They sure don't want you alive protesting and voting, you know, in the midterms that are coming up. They got to get rid of a lot of conservatives before the midterms. So, and by the way, look, the first reaction to somebody who's oblivious and clueless, and I'm not even attempting to try to onboard people who are clueless at this point. You know, if you don't get it, you're toast. But people are going to say, oh, this just sounds like a conspiracy theory. Need I remind you that just about every conspiracy theory that I've been talking about for the past 5 years has come true in the last 18 months. So remember when it was a conspiracy that Fauci funded the gain-of-function research and they built a bioweapon and released it on purpose and it did come out of a lab? Those were all conspiracy theories, all true, all confirmed. DARPA documents, Project Veritas blew the whistle. The whole thing's confirmed in Fauci's own emails, it turns out. All true. EcoHealth Alliance funding requests, you know, from DARPA and all that. Remember when they said, oh, it's a conspiracy theory that they're going to have vaccine passports. There will never be vaccine passports. And even Biden said, we won't mandate vaccines. No vaccine mandates when he was running for office. Remember that? And where are we now? Oh, vaccine passports are good, and we have to force them on everyone. And even Biden's like, everybody's got to be injected. No choice. It's a mandate. OSHA. So those conspiracies all came true. Remember that? Remember when it was a conspiracy that there were going to be COVID internment camps in America? That was considered, oh, that's crazy. That would never happen in America. This is America. And then Washington State just runs ads on public boards. We need strike force teams for the COVID internment camps. And then they proudly announced the COVID internment camps are now activated. We're ready to receive people. I mean, that was a few days ago. But, you know, the oblivious masses don't know anything because they're living in an alternate reality. They're not even willing to go read the Washington State government website where they brag about these things. They have press releases and press conferences where they're saying, this is awesome. We have the COVID camps now. They're all activated and ready to go. And that's why I'll tell you the actual law in Washington State, if you're curious, you know, the law number RCW 68.50.110, so you can go look it up yourself. It's all real. But you know, there's a lot of oblivious people, especially in Seattle, who just want to live in their lie zones, and in this case lie, they want to be lied to constantly because it's more comfortable, you know, to be lied to, to not have to face reality. Just like, you know, the good Germans,
in 1939. You know, the German people's, we don't want to see, there's no camps in the backyard. There's no, you know, there's no Holocaust happening. They just cover their eyes like, see no evil. This is all good. All we got to do is just keep our heads down and go along with the Third Reich, you know. Those are the Democrats today of Seattle and Portland and Los Angeles and Chicago and, you know, New York City and D.C. and everywhere else. You know, the mayor in D.C., Mayor Bowser, she just announced that you're a prisoner in your own home. You can't leave your home unless you have a vaccine passport and a photo ID. So think about that. So in a country where the Democrats say it's racist to have a photo ID to vote, they're saying you're a prisoner in your home unless you have a photo ID just to walk out of your own front door. Seriously, Bowser declared a 2-week state of emergency in D.C. And you have to carry your papers because they're going to have checkpoints. Just show me your papers. It's right out of Nazi Germany, including the death camps and the Holocaust and the fascism and the othering of people. All of it. It's ripped right out of Nazi Germany, folks. It's not even a metaphor anymore. It's an exact replica. It's not like, imagine what might happen if, no, it's here now, folks. So people who can't see it, I don't know, they're already dead, I guess. If you can't see it now, you're hopeless. And I know some people out there, they're like, let's not overreact. Let's just wait for the authorities to do the right thing. Like, okay. Is that before or after you get turned into flesh goo and flushed down the municipal drain? I mean, I'm sure there were lots of Jews waiting for Adolf to do the right thing. Never happened. It was pretty much like, get on the train. We're taking you to have some showers, yeah, and a comfortable camp. We're taking you to a camp where we're going to feed you and there'll be a comfortable cot with a blanket. Of course they were lies. What, you think your government's telling you the truth when they're actually trying to exterminate you? No, they're going to lie to you about what they're doing. They're going to lie to you. They're going to say, oh, these camps, they keep people comfortable. these shots, oh, it's for your own safety and protection. These are going to make you immune. This is so good for you. They're lying. Of course they're lying. They're lying all the time. Their goal is mass extermination. And people who are dumb enough to go along with this will die. I guess it's a kind of natural selection in a sense. You know, Darwinism, right? If you're dumb enough to let the government kill you, you will not participate in the future of the human gene pool, it turns out. And an important note for any of the oblivious Democrats who might be listening to this, they're coming for you too, by the way. You're not immune from the extermination agenda. It's a planetary scale depopulation agenda. They're targeting conservatives first simply because conservatives have the guns to fight back. And so they got to take the conservatives out. And then you on the left, you disarmed, you know, soy boys, city living wussies, it's going to be no problem for them to mop you up. You'll probably just jump into the vat yourself because you're so damn obedient. There's no resistance coming from you. You'll probably help shovel the caustic soda into your own vat while your feet are dissolving underneath you. You'll be like, how much more should I shovel, sir? Should I wear a mask too? Should I double mask? Can you jab me while I'm shoveling? You know, that's how insane the left is. They're addicts to obedience. They're literally addicted to it. I guess in the end, a lot of these Democrats, once they finally figure out what's going on, is like, oh my God, I'm being turned into flesh goo. Though at least the silver lining is you will join Gaia finally. I know that's been your life's dream since you hate humanity and you think humans are so bad for the planet. Guess what? You're going to become dirt. And then you can literally start pushing up daisies from the nitrogen in your spike protein contaminated cells. There you go. And it's probably fitting because most of these Democrats, they are self-destructive. They have a suicide quest. They want to die anyway. That's why they kill their own children and, you know, distort their bodies with all kinds of weird demonic tattoos and piercings and transgenderism, cutting off their genitals. I mean, they're trying to destroy themselves. So probably getting turned into flesh goo might be a turn on for some of these people. Like, yeah, this is awesome. By the way, you know how to trick every young liberal into committing caustic soda suicides? Very easy. All you do is you tell them, no, that's not a flesh goo vat. That's a transhumanism uploader to the supercomputer. Yeah. What you do is you step into this vessel and you see this button over here. When you press this button, your consciousness will be uploaded to this quantum computer. And then you'll live forever in the computer. Go ahead and press the button. And don't worry if there's a lot of powder and water and things that suddenly fall around you and there's a giant stirring mechanism. You'll feel a little disoriented. That's just part of the upload process. You're actually becoming immortal. And go ahead and press that button whenever you want there. Yeah, go for it. And they'll do it. They're like, really? I get to leave my body and become a machine? Oh my God, that's so awesome. And they'll press the button. You can literally get their consent to commit, you know, alkaline hydrolysis suicide, frankly. Seriously. They will do it. They are that disconnected from humanity, from God, from biology. They are totally disconnected, living in an artificial, made-up world full of transgenderism and well-meaning leftists, you know? they will punch the button to punch out. And when they punch the button, you can have a little animation on a computer screen right beside them, like Pac-Man, just eating the dots of wow. Like one less lunatic in the world. Thank you. Yeah, the poker game of life, that's what I call a royal flush right there. Goodbye. And I can hear people listening who's like, that's so inappropriate, so inappropriate. You don't think it's inappropriate to have COVID concentration camps run by a government that's trying to kill people? I mean, you don't think it's inappropriate to turn people's bodies into liquid and flush them down the sewer and then collect that and spread it on farms to grow food? Is that not inappropriate? No, that's perfectly okay. It's inappropriate to talk about it. I see. Okay. I understand. It's inappropriate to mention what's happening. Is not inappropriate to do it. It's kind of like the abortion issue. You know, leftists hate it when you talk about what it entails, like, you know, slicing the back of the neck, the base of the skull, and then harvesting the scalp and the brains and everything. And FDA employees did this. This all came out. Judicial Watch FOIA request. Tom Fitton released all the documents. The FDA actually had employees that would harvest organs from, you know, aborted babies and use them in humanized mice experiments. Yeah. And according to leftists, it's not okay to talk about it. It's just okay to do it. So from their point of view, it's fine to murder babies. You just can't mention it. It's so rude. You know, libtards are so stupid. You could probably get them to line up and jump into the vats by just having a sign over the room that says free soda, you know? And they show up and you're like, it's caustic soda. Joke's on you. Push them in, you know. Okay, bad joke, right? Bad joke. But, you know, humor is my mechanism for how to deal with this insanity. This is what keeps me from going full Alex Jones rage, okay? Is I make jokes about it because it's so insane. It's so inhuman. It's so dastardly that that's just my coping mechanism. Otherwise, I'd be screaming my head off angry. People can deal with it different ways. Most people just try to pretend they didn't hear it. Oh, this can't be happening. It can't be true. And that sounds like a conspiracy theory. Whatever. They have different ways to avoid reality. And this is why the globalists are having such an easy time exterminating billions of people. Because most people, when faced with the horrors of reality, when facing genocide, they will not resist. And this is true with some animals, too. When animals are hunted by predators, even when they still have a chance, they will not fight back. When they think they're caught, they will just lay still and allow themselves to be eaten. This is true. Conservationists know this very well. This is normal animal behavior out in the wild. I mean, common behavior. And it's the same thing among humans. Most human beings will lie there and allow themselves to be mass murdered, exterminated without any resistance whatsoever. Because you know why? Here's a weird thing. They don't want to be unpopular among their friends. They don't want to be called out as being, you know, not accepted. They don't want to stand out as being anything other than part of the herd. It is a psychological fact that most human beings, they would rather die than be rejected by their peers. Seriously, they would rather die than not fit in with their group of friends. Even if their own friends are insanely stupid or oblivious or suicidal or whatever, they would rather go along with their friends than be rejected from their social group. So that's how this is accomplished. And the globalists, they simply socially engineer compliance with mass suicide via vaccines. And then most people go along with it. That's how it's done, folks. Right there. That's the key. That's the secret. I can say it. I have no fear about saying that because they banned me on every platform. And so, you know, 99.99% of the world will never hear about this. So they will just walk right into their own death. But you being able to hear this, knowing where to get this information, you and I can choose the path of life, which is the same path of light and God, divinity, morality. We can choose life. We can choose it for our children by protecting the unborn. We can choose it in our own lives through health and nutrition. We can choose to help enlighten others and save other people's lives, which is why I do what I do. This is our choice, but understand that we are not the majority. We are, in fact, a tiny remnant. We are a very tiny sliver of the total population of the human race. But we will be the ones who will survive the mass culling. Okay? So I know I joke around a lot and I do weird voice impressions and some of them suck. I get it. I don't care. This is a serious message right here. You either wake up and face the horror of what's happening or you will be eradicated by the globalists. And when we face it, we have mechanisms of how we deal with it. I use humor and sarcasm. Other people use rage. Other people use whatever. But we have to face it in some way and realize it's happening. And only then can we formulate a plan for how to survive it. And that's why I advocate prepping, survival, growing your own food, you know, homeschooling, home farming, living in rural America, getting out of the cities, out of the artificial constructs, and of course, becoming informed through all these alternative platforms that we run, such as Brighteon.tv, live shows Monday through Friday, dozens of different hosts, amazing broadcasts like Dr. Brian Artis and many others. And BrighteonRadio.com now, our newly launched audio platform, live shows every day, Monday through Friday there as well. And Brighteon.com, the YouTube alternative, you know, hundreds of thousands of users with millions of videos more uploaded every day. This is how you stay informed, folks. This is how you learn the truth about what's going on. This is how you survive the culling. And I'm the founder of all these Brighteon platforms, but I'm just one small part of this equation. The magic that really makes it happen is you. You, your voice, your sharing, your spreading the word. You know, get on the alternative platforms, folks. Get on Getter and Parler and Brighteon.social and Gab and what else is out there? Clout Hub. Get on all these alternative platforms and start spreading the word about Brighteon.com, Brighteon.tv, Brighteonradio.com, and repost our stuff on BitChute and Odyssey and Rumble and Gab videos and wherever else. Spread the word and you will help save lives. Seriously. You'll be reaching the remnant and helping them avoid the genocide that is being engineered against us. The alternative is to be turned into liquid goo and flushed down the toilet and become sewage for your city. And that's sadly, that's the way a lot of people are going to end. But it doesn't have to be you and I. We choose a different path. We choose enlightenment. we will rise to the occasion rather than be flushed into the sanitation. How about that? All right. Thanks for listening today. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And you can also read my work at naturalnews.com, which is banned everywhere for all the reasons you might suppose, because nobody else talks like this, do they? Well, the truth is a rare thing these days. Truth is treason in an age of great deception. So thank you for listening. Take care.